Naturally, I am in sympathy with India's aspirations and struggle for freedom, I said. Nonetheless, I am somewhat confused by your hatred for machinery. The Mahatma nodded and smiled as I continued. After all, if machinery is used for the general good, it should help to release man from the bondage of slavery and give him shorter hours of labor and time to improve his mind and enjoy life. I understand, he said, speaking calmly, but before India can achieve those aims, she must first rid herself of English rule. Machinery in the past has made us dependent on England, and the only way we can rid ourselves of that dependence is to boycott all goods made by machinery. That is why we have made it the patriotic duty of every Indian to spin his own cotton and weave his own cloth. That is our form of attacking a very powerful nation like England. And, of course, there are other reasons. India has a different climate from England, and her habits and wants are different. In England, the cold weather necessitates hard working and a complex economy. You need the industry of eating utensils. We use our fingers. And so, as you see, there are manifold differences. I got a clear object lesson in the tactics of India's fight for freedom, inspired, paradoxically, by a realistic but imaginative patriot with a will of iron to carry it out. He also told me that supreme independence is to shed oneself of unnecessary things, and that violence eventually destroys itself.